Well, good morning and welcome to the Scatcast Show. That's our 117th week.
Yeah, it feels like 200.
Yeah, well.
250.
Well, I've laid a bushel of new Skit Scats for thee.
No, thank you.
From space.
Oh, dumb.
Thank you, Steve.
Bite me.
To Santa Claus Crime Fighter, Lilac City Nightmare Band. We've got the Gunnar Halifax Interactive Scat Book coming out May 1st.
More work.
There will be Ken You Don't cards at the beginning of the summer. But Scatcast, go.
Fat Cats, supporters of a podcast that does exist in the shadowy realm of the litterbox turd fuckery. Here's our Fat Cats. Matthew Bernard, Jason Glaser, Donald Fisher, Ryan Myers, Shauna Johnson, a cranky dick slapper to James Luke, big hug to Michelle Betts, and fuck yeah, Jasper Garland. Welcome new Fat Cats, Abram Garapi, Chris with no last name, and Mr. Rip Steele. Also welcoming Uber Chad.
Yay.
Welcome you sweet, sweet bastard. We appreciate all levels of patronage. Check out all the bonus content at patreon.com.
I prefer my Skit Scats fresh as fuck.
So hello, I'm the Script Keeper, and before we get to today's show,
Loviation.
We have a new product that we think is kind of cool.
Is it the poop soap?
That's pretty cool, come on.
The Jerk It Juice?
I've held that back for more research.
Is it cards, cards, cards?
I'm excited for cards, 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 but no, it's this new product.
Okay.
Maybe Dave and Angus can explain it better as a part of these messages.
Hey there, it's Angus Blackburn Jr.
Along with Dave Crackerberry from the Thursday Scatcast Network show,
the Dave and Angus Show. And now, I don't usually endorse products.
You do it all the fucking time, anyone that throws money at you.
Right, well, I don't normally care about the products I endorse.
That sounds shallow and thoughtless.
And Angus wants a helicopter, Dave.
That's pointless.
And I'm taking the advertising money and running from the new kind of coffee, Dave.
Why, it's Scat Roast Coffee.
Fuck yeah, it's podcast-grade coffee, bitches.
It's actually excellent coffee selected by Mrs. Scriptkeeper herself.
And she was like a coffee aficionado or some shit.
She taught about the beans.
But let's not fuck around. The most important part of all of this is that there's fucking prizes inside the coffee bag like it should be.
Like it should be.
You remember as a chitrin when you used to be excited about things like life?
Oh, I remember.
Well, having prizes inside your cereal box was a giant percentage of that.
Okay.
So to bring some fucking joy in your goddamn fucking soulless lives,
wow,
it's time to put a fucking prize inside a coffee bag, bitches.
Sit down, Bree.
Scatcast. Oh, they're fucking paying me? Okay.
That's the company we work for.
Oh, that's why it's podcast coffee. Anyway, yep. Scatcast Scat Roast.
Comes in a wake up bitch blend.
And don't be a cunt blend because Scatcast
launches May 6th for patrons and May 7th for everyone.
There's prizes in coffee, bitches.
Coming next month at scatcast.com.
Do I get a cut of this? Because I want that helicopter. I'm serious.
You don't.
How about my helicopter, bitch?
What is up, dude?
Oh, not much, man. How you been?
It's been forever since that last D&D battle.
Especially if we don't talk about that.
I fucked you up pretty good.
Bitch, I should leave it.
Yeah, yeah, all right. How you been? It's been a lot of years.
I want you to know that I did stop seething and hating you after about 2 years.
I didn't even start thinking about you again until this year.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. How's the wife?
She left me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks for offering to pay for this expensive dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah, I could tell by that shitbox of a car that you drove here that, you know.
I'm getting kicked out of my apartment.
Yeah, the life has not been good to you.
I've had a real turn of bad luck.
Your wife left you because you were unlucky?
I mean, she was fucking another guy, so I mean, that feels kind of unlucky to me.
Yeah, or it could be something that you did.
Yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself, bitch?
No, have peace, brother.
It's been 4.5 years and you're gonna spit in my face?
No, I'm just saying, from experience, a lot of our trials and tribulations in life come from our own decision-making.
How is it my decision for her to fuck her golf instructor, bro?
Really, the golf instructor?
Yeah, I guess they knew each other in high school. He was all skate or something. Fuck him.
Okay.
Can we get some more wine over here?
Look, I don't mean to offend you. I know I whooped her ass in D&D all those years ago.
Bitch.
But believe me, I think I found a cheat code.
What do you mean a cheat code to what?
Just a little cheat code for life.
Oh, you're not gonna sell me on some multi-level marketing scheme, are you?
No, dude.
Oh, fuck, you are, aren't you?
No!
I can see it in your dumb, stupid eyes.
No, you can't. Shut up. Listen.
What?
Remember back to when we were kids and before I started whooping your ass in D&D.
Oh, you can't.
Think back to when things were simple and sometimes people would just give you shit.
What do you mean, just give you shit? Nobody's ever given me fuck all.
The cereal companies used to.
What are you talking about?
We used to get toys in our cereal box, man.
So?
The lack of prizes and things directly correlates to our happiness as adults.
I'm not fucking happy. My wife left me and my kids are pissed at me.
That's why you need prizes in your life.
What do you mean, prizes?
Dude, there's this new kind of coffee.
Is it made of drugs?
No, it's just coffee. It's normal coffee. It's pretty good coffee.
Okay.
But bitch, listen to me. It has fucking prizes inside.
Okay, okay.
I'm talking for adults, man. It's got scat cards and scat toy minis.
I don't know what those are.
No, it's a dumb podcast. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
Here's a Pope card, by the way. You're a scat Pope now.
The fuck is this?
Dude, there's prizes inside coffee. I want you to think about what I'm telling
you. I feel like I am. I'm actually pretty receptive.
When I get a new pound of coffee available May 6th to patrons and May 7th to everyone.
Right.
Inside that bitch is a toy and a scat card.
Is that about poop?
It stands for Script Keepers Audio Theater. It's very difficult to explain.
Okay, is it poop, though?
It's prizes and coffee for you, bitch!
But is it for me?
It'll give you something to wake up to that you can enjoy yourself. That's for you.
This is gonna be some bullshit with your weird sense of humor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's super fucking weird.
I like the idea of prizes inside coffee.
Scatcast.com, May 6th for patrons, May 7th for everyone else.
Why do you keep saying that?
No reason.
Were you wearing a wire or something?
No, I don't record random conversations in restaurants.
Why are you sweating?
No reason, I just want you to try Scat Roast. They've got Wake Up, Bitch, and Don't Be a Cunt, two different blends.
Why are you going so hard on this coffee at me, bro?
Look, I'm at a level with you.
What is it?
I'm recording a commercial for Scat Roast right now.
What?
Yeah, dude, you're in the commercial.
No, I didn't sign anything.
Yeah, guys, edit that part out.
The fuck, I've never even had this coffee before.
Yeah, but you're excited about the prizes inside.
I don't know what the fuck a scat card is.
Oh, you got tons of fucking cool cards. Plus the little mini scat toys, those little glowing chickens. What? Plus little cats in their asses.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Plus little scat toys from the Skit Scats.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. I think I'm gonna go home, okay?
Oh, but we haven't even gotten food yet.
I think I've had enough. This has been a stupid commercial that I didn't want to be a part of.
Well, I'd say the deed has been done.
Yeah, I didn't say okay to this.
Hey, will you sign my napkin for me?
Yeah, sure. I'm not gonna do anything that I don't want to do.
Yeah, and initial the napkin there.
I'm in charge of me, bitch.
Yeah, and also initial the napkin there.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'm in charge of me.
Okay, thanks.
And I don't think we should start playing D&D together.
That's fine. Here's a free bag of Wake Up, Bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're snazzy. That's for mornings, and here's Don't Be a Cunt for later.
So you work for Scat Roast?
Yeah, I'm their regional rep, and I get paid in commission, so I really gotta sell this shit.
I see.
Also got about $80,000 in credit card debt, so I'm moving and shaking.
God damn, dude. Do you want me to buy dinner?
Yeah, could you? My car payments are way too high.
Sounds like shit's fucked up for you.
Yeah, but it's not as bad now that they got prices in my coffee.
Okay, okay.
Scott Rose!
Is it weird to say it's coffee for shitheads?
Dr. Schmoggy, coming to get you, cause I'm the Schmoggy PhD.
Dr. Schmoggy,
hey, what?
I'm back.
Fluffer, and I think you sneak up on the bitch too much.
Yeah, I'm a force ghost. I don't make footsteps. So what do you want me to do? Open a door?
Yeah, that might help, I guess. Yes, anything helps.
Right, I'm glad you just didn't have your schmacknar out this time.
You humans are far too sensitive about your pelvic regions.
You and your bodily functions are not my favorite way to find out that force ghosts can vomit.
Hey, that's on you, bitch.
Whatever, J92 is dead.
Hey, good, and the crew?
They've been devoured, and I'm sure they're your cousin's shit at this point.
Did Dr. Hooky Pooky PhD leave feedback?
No one is filling out your fucking cards, okay? I'm the creepy fourth ghost pushing it on him. I feel like I'm selling timeshares.
Hey, oh, look, a Sith holocron that you could probably fit
in. I'm pretty sure everything's going according to your stupid, dumb plan.
It is the plan of the Guardians of the Universe.
Well, it seems to me a bunch of yucky dickheads are eating a bunch of humans. That's all it seems to me.
It's a lot about the Sauce of Souls.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's not stupid.
Sauce of Souls is up there.
No.
As far as sci-fi goes, bitch, it's up there with Princess Leia's Mary Poppins moment?
No,
that bullshit from Battlefield Earth where the cavemen learned how to fly Harrier jet planes or whatever.
No. The Sauce of Souls comes from a sauce made of souls.
That's what makes it stupid, is it's a sauce of souls that's stupid.
It's just the nature of life.
Right, well, you're gross and your ideas are bad and I don't want to do this anymore.
Look at this holocron, I could suck you into a real
I am sick of this shit. It's the same old thing, watching people die.
They are clones of people.
Whatever, you know something? You Gethalts, or G-farts, as Gunnar Halifax likes to call you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You are disgustingly sloppy eaters. What's that milk shit that comes out your nose?
It's a process of pre-mastication.
Don't show it to me now.
It's a natural process.
I don't want to see it.
Whatever, stop your complaining.
Oh, fine, just suck that milk shit back up your stupid nose.
Quit being a bitch.
Oh god, that was more disgusting.
Whatever, I have more missions for you.
Is it more watching Gunnar Halifax and his crew die?
Oh yes, a shitload more of that.
How much longer must I do this?
For the duration of the Great Purge of Halifaxes.
The what now?
Just get them to fill out the fucking guest satisfaction card.
They don't want to do it.
Did they not know how valuable a 5-star review is?
I told you cunts we'd get away with it.
That remains to be seen.
Well, we're still on run.
On a jungle moon.
Ram.
A weirdly colored one.
Yeah, everything is very yellow and piss colored.
This planet sucks.
Yeah, thanks for leading us to the piss planet, Captain.
Well, you have to admit, I've been right about everything since the space train.
You haven't been right about shit.
Seriously.
Whatever, what the fuck's up with the space train anyway?
Right?
Right, so there's supposed to be a town up ahead. Where's Probe?
You left him back on space train?
Space train.
Who the fuck gives the okay on a space train?
I don't know.
That sounds like some politician shit.
Right, well, we have more pressing things, Captain.
Then the mystery of why the fucking space train?
We don't have a ship. We don't have any money.
I never have money.
We don't have any weapons.
Well, I have this thing, but it needs new battery, I think.
I hate those things.
We have no weapons. Our comms are down.
Also, my credit cards aren't working for some reason.
What the fuck?
Things are a mess right now, but we're going to make it.
You're a mess right now. Mm. You're the one that's ruining everything.
Calm down, Lieutenant Bambi.
It's beyond Bay. Right. It's fucking beyond Bay.
Okay, I get it.
We've got to keep it together, laddies.
Rum.
I know they're stupid. We got to try.
Rum.
Well, I'm going to fucking try.
I understand your stupid language, Wandamere.
Rum.
Lick ass.
Well, that reminds me. Mm. Well, not the ass part, but I'm reminded.
Okay.
How do you, the dumbest fucking cunt I know,
watch it, Lieutenant,
know all these fucking alien languages? Do you have an implant?
I was just born this way.
Yeah, you were also born to have your dick out at the Bitnot game, I guess, too.
It's part of the tradition.
It's what makes the game grand.
It is a grand game, a gentle cunt's game.
I don't want to talk about space sports.
Whatever. Sleb, what's on your fucking neck?
I don't know. Get it off of
me. It looks like something grimy, you vodka-drenched slut.
What do you mean grimy?
You don't bathe, do you?
I swim in pools sometimes.
Captain, we've got movement in the trees.
Yeah. Speaking of that, should we be concerned about any of the wildlife in this forest planet?
Well, first of all, it's a jungle.
A place with alien vegetable fucking shit.
And second of all, Lieutenant.
What?
It's a moon. It's a jungle moon.
For sake of poor
Beep is crispy pants.
Yeah, there's a fuckload of jungle moons out there.
I feel like we have been in on all of them.
Right?
Not even close.
There is something weird on your neck, Slav.
Get it off of me!
The captain's right. It's just on there like dirt.
I've been right about all of it since the space train.
Shut up.
You know it.
What is this, a barcode?
I have bar tab.
Oh, shit.
This is the tattoo of a clone.
Hey, Wandamir's got one, too.
Ramagram.
I guess I also got one.
What the fuck is this?
Well, unfortunately, it's not from drunken shenanigans like the tattoos we all got on our ankles.
Oh, fuck. My tattoo on my ankle's gone.
What the fuck is tattoo mean?
Oh, my dick. I don't know. It hurts to remember.
You have Slav freaked out.
You should be, bitch. You're a clone.
What?
Yeah, you're a piece of shit non-human.
You've got a clone tattoo on the back of your neck, too.
Yeah, I'm garbage, too.
What do you mean Slav is clone?
It means you're a copy of Lieutenant Slav Saitsev.
Yeah, we all came from a tube.
What?
Beepus Bordek, dickhead, you're a copy of a dude.
Wait, stop.
What?
I'm not Lieutenant Drake Biombe.
No, but you look like him.
I don't need to live his life. Why the fuck am I hanging out with you guys?
This clone of Slav is awesome.
The fuck you are.
Oh, fuck this. I'm changing my name.
What?
Yep, I'm changing my name.
Well, you don't like being named after a weak-ass Disney character?
No, I'm keeping my last name. I'm changing my first name from Drake to Tomax.
What?
Okay.
What? That's a great name.
Yeah, nobody asked you, Ghost to D-Fab.
Wait, what? No?
Doesn't matter. Call me Tomax.
Okay, Tomax.
Yes, more Tomax.
I have not seen this scenario unfold.
Wait a minute. Why am I seeing the ghost of a shitlord?
Because you're the chosen one for this hour.
Right, I'm awesome.
Yeah, apparently with steak sauce.
What?
Captain, are you okay?
Are you hallucinate again?
No, I'm talking to that Force Ghost dickhead.
Sure you are, Captain.
Don't be a bitch, Tomax Bambi.
It's Biombe, but more Tomax, yes.
Slav is not okay with being a clone.
Right, well, you're gonna have to be okay with it because you are one.
Slav is not okay.
I guess that explains why my credit cards don't work.
I bet only the real Gunnar Halifax's credit cards work.
Yeah, I know the guy pretty well. He's got a pretty sticky credit situation.
Fair enough. Now, I don't want you guys to take this the wrong way.
Fuck you, bitch.
I haven't even said anything yet.
I'm preparing to take it in the absolute wrong way.
Fine, do what you want. Now that I know that I'm a clone, I'm getting the fuck away from you guys.
All right, good. Who's keeping you?
As soon as we get to this town, I'm gonna catch a shuttle and I'm gone.
Sounds great.
Well, fuck, I think Slav do that too.
Read your contract, Slav.
But I am clone of Slav.
There's an in case of clone clause.
Oh, blimp.
Well, it seems like it's been a lot of years together, but it hurts my pee-pee to remember, so I'm gonna leave.
So go.
Grammar, grammar.
Hey, Wandamir and I are gonna go too.
Well, good. Take your pineapple on pizza and haggis loving asses elsewhere.
Hey, we will.
Grammar, grammar.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get to town, then you can do that.
Grammar, grammar.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any money.
Yeah, we're probably all gonna have to get jobs.
I miss the spade.
You miss the memory of the spade, Slav.
That's what I fucking said.
No, Slav, it's possible we've never even been on the spade.
What the fuck are you talking about, Drake?
It's Tomax, and we might have been cloned after the spade.
Man, it's possible.
Look at you bitches pondering this mystery.
Hey, Dirk and Burke, shut up for a second.
Whatever.
Well, I
don't know.
What the fuck do you know about this defab?
I know that you are part of a web of shit.
We're Dr. Shmoggy's clones, aren't we?
Kind of.
What, Dr. Shmoggy?
Yeah, I'm pondering to my space ghost, if that's a thing.
Well, it's complicated. He's a guardian of the universe.
The fuck he is.
What's the voice in your head saying?
Yeah. He's saying Dr. Shmoggy's important somehow.
I think I remember that.
I know, it blows my mind, too.
Yeah, it makes space very stupid.
Agreed.
What do you know about our situation, defab?
Oh, I've answered this so many times.
Why are you here?
That's an easier question, to watch you die.
Oh, that's fucking great.
What did Ghost Buddy say?
He said everything's gonna be fine, Slav.
Well, good.
Really?
Oh, wow, okay. So how's this gonna happen, then?
Oh, one or two of Dr. Shmoggy's cousins are out there in the jungle waiting to eat you and harvest your soul sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been pushing for a rebrand on the soul sauce, but they are not budging.
I see. Real quick update, guys.
Well,
fuck Dr. Shmoggy's entire species.
What, the Gefalts?
Yeah, the Gefalts. They think they're so great. They're more like stinky farts. The G-farts.
Right.
Oh, fuck. I just made that up.
Almost every fucking time.
Yeah, great job, clone of Gunner.
Fucking G-farts.
Wait, is everything not going to be okay?
No, Slav. We're fucked.
Really?
What's going on?
Grammar,
don't threaten me, Wandamir, you purple cunt.
Grammar.
Hey, he's only purple under these wet conditions.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Most of the time, he's orange or green.
I've been on the fucking ship a long time. I know that.
Well, I think maybe some people don't know that, and there's gonna be cards out there.
Dude, Scotsman.
What?
Fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking shit up.
Hey, what the fuck are we gonna do?
I can answer that for you.
Yeah, the ghost in my head says you can answer that. You're gonna die. Answer it like a cunt.
Horribly, too, because Dr. Shmoggy's species are very messy.
I don't want to be eaten by G-farts.
Wait, what?
Say what's going on!
There's one or two G-farts out in the jungle there.
Oh, fuck, hold!
Wait, are we food?
Yeah, we're food.
No, Slav does not want to be food!
I just want to start a new life as Tomax, dammit!
Well, D-Fab, there must be a way for us to survive this.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, like I said before, guys, we're pretty fucked.
Look around for something to fashion weapons or traps with.
Grammar, grammar,
grammar. I fucking know we shoulda.
Now, there's no time for word of shooters. I call that rock.
I call that tree branch. They're all dead, motherfucker.
Yeah, those Gefalts have teeth all over the place, don't they?
Fucking G-fart cloaca cunts.
Yeah, pretty icky.
Oh, fuck. I hear him.
You clones actually fought pretty well this time.
What do you mean this time?
I thought you figured it out by now.
Look, dude, I got a broken leg or some shit. Fuck you.
There's some sort of purge of all the Gunnar Halifax clones and his or her associates.
What do you mean his or her?
Yeah, apparently Dr. Shmoggy cloned a bunch of Gunnar Halifax women.
What the fuck?
Yeah, rancorous. They are rancorous.
Whatever. What do you mean by purge?
Well, you served your purposes and now you're being,
eaten by G-farts.
Yeah.
And you're just overseeing all of our our deaths?
Come to find out, I'm one of many, but yes.
And nobody's ever escaped?
From a G-fart? No.
Well, you use G-fart. I like that.
They are like walking farts.
Right? Anthropomorphized fart.
Motherfucker, you have no idea what I've seen.
Whatever, you can't help me escape this shit.
I mean, A, I don't want to.
Ah, but I thought we were palling around.
No. B, if I betray Dr. Smoggy, I'll get sucked into a Sith holocron.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It's bad.
Okay.
It's like the reviews on Battlefield Earth with John Travolta bad.
What? That's random as fuck.
It's just been on my mind. I kind of like that movie.
Okay, back to me trying to survive here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, and number 7, I don't want to help you.
You established that.
And D, you humans just aren't any match for a fucking Gathol.
Oh, goody.
I mean, not unless you had a lightsaber.
What do you mean a lightsaber?
You or a version of you has defeated Dr. Smoggy with a lightsaber in the past.
The fuck you say? Ow, my dick meat.
Man, it's too bad you don't have a lightsaber.
Well, funny you say that. Before we came to this piss planet.
Look at you.
I got in a little twist machine in the mall.
Well, if you use that, you have a chance.
Well, I would have been using it already by now, but I don't have any batteries.
It's a lightsaber. God damn it. Let me see that.
Well, look.
Here. Bam.
What'd you do?
Light that bitch up.
Oh, wow. I didn't cut my dick off.
Yeah, the real Gunner Halifax actually has a lot of force powers.
Really?
It's really dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, this story actually makes me angry when you think about it.
All right, well, am I fighting Dr. Smoggy? Who am I fighting?
Well, let me look at my ghost list here. Okay. Dr. Loogie, PhD, and Dr. Doogie, MD.
Okay.
Got the double team, I think, because of the Wandamere guy.
Yeah, he was a fucking meal. That was sad.
Yeah, you've been through a lot today watching all your friends die.
Yeah, I don't consider any of those guys my friends.
Okay, then.
Oh, shit, I hear the G-farts.
They are just in those trees, and you know what? They're probably surprised to see the lightsaber.
I'm going
to
lop their fucking heads off.
Yeah, you know they both probably have lightsabers, too.
Why do all the G-farts have lightsabers?
They're old as fuck. They all go to Jedi school and Sith school and some other dumb shit.
So I gotta fight two of these cunts with lightsabers?
I mean, if you want to live.
I have a broken leg, you know.
You can just give up and start the process to become poop. Ugh. You can give up your soul sauce.
That is the dumbest shit out.
It really is. It gives me cheese bumps every time I say it.
Stop saying that.
I don't know what else to call it. Spirit juice?
That's not better. The fuck, it's go time. Get to eat me, you ugly motherfucker! That's it. You're done. You're fucking done. And you're gross. You got so much gross stuff on you.
You did it, Gunner.
I bested both the G-farts.
Well, then you've won your freedom. It's best you take his head and run.
Well, as I look deep into his eyes and snot-bubbling nose.
Oh, it's that milky shit. I hate that shit.
Look here, you little fuckface. Which one is he?
I think he's Dr. Loogie, PhD.
That's fucking fitting, you snot-fart. Listen here, Dr. Loogie.
PhD.
Whatever, Dr. Loogie, PhD. Oh, he squirted at me.
Icky.
Now, if I let you live, I want you to tell everyone that I died.
Deal.
Ooh, but make him fill out this form that I have.
But you're a ghost. You have a form?
Shut up. Don't question things.
Right, and fill out this form or you die.
Deal.
Yes.
Dr. Smoggy's eating. People because they're good. Dr. Smoggy's eating. People because they're food.
Yeah. Please stop gnawing on that person real quick.
Darth Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm back.
I am eating, but I have received reports that my cousin, Dr. Doogie, was killed.
Yes, it was very tragic. But your other cousin, Dr. Loogie, PhD, left this really nice 5-star review.
Wait, did he fill out the card?
Fuck yeah, he did.
5 stars?
It's on your dumb website.
5-star reviews help very much.
Almost as much as when you get 5-star reviews to your favorite podcast.
Okay, not that much, but almost as much.
Yeah, that's a big deal, I guess. If you really like a podcast, you leave a 5-star review and that helps them, I guess.
Who knew?
Yeah, but they filled out your card. The fucking guy's dead. I'm gonna go take a break, okay?
Gunner Halifax P69 is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So is Dr. Doogie, MD.
Right, right. I'm gonna let you deal with your big web of sadness and stupidity.
Okay.
And just consider me on vacation from observing the deaths of clones.
You've got 10 minutes.
Fuck.
Ow, my leg. Oh, my dick piece.
There you are.
Oh, you came back.
Yeah, look, you're the one that survived, right?
I was hoping you disappeared for good.
Yeah, blow me. Look.
What?
There is a town on this planet, but it's on the other side of this here jungle.
Oh, super.
And the animals on this planet are not approachable.
Oh, super.
Kind of leaning towards the violent as fuck man-eater side of the spectrum.
Right, yeah.
But if you do make it through the jungle,
yeah,
to the aforementioned town,
I'm following.
There's a store where you could sell that kyber crystal and probably get a ship.
If I survive.
Well, you made it this far, so the direction you want to go is the opposite direction that you're going.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it's like 200 kilometers through copious amounts of monsters.
Well, that's just another reason why space is fucking dumb.
I'm still stuck on Sauce of Souls.
That is pretty bad, but space train, come on.
Look, I'm Smoga back. Rise of Dark Smogia.
I heard Santa Claus a cry for turn.
It's a sure. He
you said about me.
Oh, slow the fuck down, Batman.
I got this.
You've got Alabaster Snowball in the back seat shitting himself. Oh.
I got this, you elf fuck.
Oh, Batman, we're just out on patrol. Why are you driving so fast?
I'm all amped up.
Oh, I say that. Can you slow down?
I'm all amped up on a new coffee I found.
Oh, a new coffee, you say?
New coffee?
Yeah, it's new.
Oh, it's got you driving like a cunt?
No, I'm pumped because inside my coffee bag...
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, let's Santa out.
No, like I was saying...
The doors are locked, Bruce.
Inside the coffee bag of my new coffee, there were prizes inside.
Prizes? Oh, look
Sorry.
Out. Inside coffee?
I'm intrigued.
There was both a little scat toy.
A toy and coffee?
Yeah, it's awesome. And also a limited scat car.
Oh, you're trying to tell me that inside your new coffee hole, there's two prizes, a toy and a car?
Yes.
Why hasn't a coffee company done this before?
I don't fucking know, but I love it.
I can see that. Please slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
It's like prizes for adults that comes with coffee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the coffee does coffee fucking things.
Okay, please let me out.
Hold on.
Oh, my hands are tired from holding on.
Have you been picking up what the Batman's been throwing down?
Yeah, that there's a kind of coffee with prizes inside.
It's called Scat Rose.
Oh, well, okay.
It's available May 6th for Scatcast patrons.
Oh, bastard. Oh.
And May 7th for everyone else.
That's great news, Batman.
Hold on.
Oh, you hit that newspaper cart.
Nobody reads newspapers.
Oh, some people do.
I own two of Gotham's newspapers. Fuck that. Nobody reads them.
Oh, okay.
There's cards and toys and coffee, Santa.
Okay, let me out. Let me out, please.
This is revolutionary shit.
No, it's just like Cracker Jacks.
But for adults and to help Scatcast.
Oh, well, the Scatcast people are quite naughty.
It's toys and coffee, you cherry cheek haven't been.
And that's going to do it for this quick bullshit with Santa and Batman. But it is true. Yes, there's podcast coffee coming. And there's prizes inside. Look at how Scat Roast has Santa and Batman selling out for coffee. But it is really good coffee. Available May 6th to patrons and May 7th to all y'all. Only at Scatcast.com.
And now it's time for two shots of the Lilac City Nightmare Bam. Me and Rooster have a weedle off.
And here we fucking go again. It's time for the Lilac City Nightmare Band. A behind-the-scenes look at one of Spokane's most bandiest of bands. And for people that hate heavy metal, this must be your least favorite skit scat. And I'm sure a lot of you metal lovers hate this too. It's more terrible.
2, 3, 4. I love fucking coffee, bitch. I like fucking coffee every fucking day. I like fucking coffee, bitch. Put it in my face, put it in my face, put it in my face. Coffee, bitch. Oh, coffee, bitch. Put the coffee, motherfucker, in my sucker. I don't cuck it when I'm tuckered when I'm motherfucking coffee, bitch. Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
Fucking coffee.
Coffee.
Motherfucking coffee.
Coffee.
I like coffee. Motherfucker, give me motherfucking coffee.
Right, so what do you guys think of my jingle idea?
Yeah, Starbucks is not buying that.
What are you talking about? It's upbeat and it's kind of catchy.
I don't think they're buying it.
Yesterday I had 3 frozen bananas for dinner.
Right, well, I don't like seeing these acoustic guitars out. It gives me flashbacks.
No, this next song has acoustic guitars in it, dude.
I don't want to go back to playing acoustic, Bruce.
No, it's just a couple special parts.
I don't mind acoustic wheedles.
You get a little wheedle.
Just a diddle diddle.
No solo, but just a diddle.
A whittle diddle.
Just a little whittle diddle. What the fuck are we talking about,
a
dude?
A guitar solo, you pentatonic tyrant.
We don't do solos in Lilac City Nightmare Band.
Yeah, well.
You're just like a potato with a cock. What the fuck are you talking about, Toby?
You're a dick. Tater.
Oh, nice.
Well, we gotta finish up for the night, you guys.
All right, Bones. Well, I got these special stands so we can hold our acoustic guitars up so we can get real tight.
Yeah, but it's one of your songs, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah, right? I need this special stand so I can be tight.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, Toby.
All right, well, let's play it.
Well, Axe, I need to tell you, you need to be super tight for you on this one.
I know I'm a bad bass player and therefore a bad person.
Well, I have to keep giving you rides to practice, dude, so yeah.
My car is fucked up right now and I'm not in a financial situation to do anything about it.
Yeah, but it bums me out having to see your face before practice.
Well, can we just play a song?
Yeah, this song is called You Problem.
It's not about Wolfman, is it?
No, dude, I had a real introspective moment about myself.
Okay, again, it's not about Wolfman.
Well, I mean, it could be about Wolfman.
Does it fucking say Wolfman in the song?
I sent you the lyrics last night.
I just looked at the bass tab you drew out.
Played exactly like that, dude.
All right, I will.
You didn't look at the lyrics?
I glanced at them, but I thought I might have saw Wolfman.
No more Wolfman songs for a while.
Frozen bananas are delicious.
I think this song might be one of our hits, bro.
We don't have any hits, bro.
If we were going to do a greatest hits album, this would be on it.
I'm glad you're optimistic.
No, it starts off on acoustic, right?
No.
And you have to play in the key of better than you normally play.
Fuck you, Rooster.
Time for a little acoustic diddle.
No solos, Toby.
Just a whittle.
No, count us off, Bones.
Okay.
But remember to come in thunderous.
What the fuck does that mean, dude? I'm playing drums.
What does that mean?
Come in heavy as fuck, dude.
Look, okay.
But go sparingly on the double kick on this one, because it's like a radio hit.
Okay, whatever.
Except for in that one part where we're like, hey, right?
No, you got it, dude.
I like cold bananas on a warm summer's day.
That's great, Toby.
I mean, ice cold bananas. Ice cold.
Right, well, count it off, Bones.
All right, here we go.
All right, get the harmony right, dude.
I just heard your demo yesterday.
Get it right, dude.
This is the first time we've ever played a song.
Be tighter, be better.
Count us off, Bones.
1, 2, 3, 4. Fall down and down again, you fall down and down again, you problem, got another, you problem, you problem, got another, you.
You fall down and down again, you fall down and down.
damn it. Why does one of you always have to play that jazz chord at the end?
Because it's jazzy and it's kind of unique. It reminds me of Frozen Bananas.
You shut the fuck up about bananas.
You guys gotta get the fuck out of my house.
You mean your girlfriend's house?
Actually, we're gonna get married.
Oh, you hear that, Axe?
I do.
Our drummer stole your girlfriend. Now he's gonna marry her.
Congratulations, Bones.
We're not engaged yet, but I gave her like a pre-engagement
ring. It's one of those things.
Yeah, we'll probably live together and see other people for the next 6-7 years.
Oh, okay. Well, still congratulations.
I guess.
Still get the fuck out of my house.
And that's it from the Lilac City Nightmare Band. That's the best they can do. They sure have made a lot of stupid songs this season, haven't they? Oh, God. Well, America, there's a lot of tree juice out there in the world, so stay safe out there. See you next time from the Lilac City.
And here's one more from the Lilac City Nightmare Band.
Hey, world, have you heard of a place called the Lilac City? The lilacs are blooming there right this minute for 10 minutes, then they're dead the rest of the year. Yep. So now it's time for the Lilac City Nightmare Band, trying to take their metal pop crapulence to the next heaviest level. You know the fucking drill. Here we go.
No, Jim. Dude, that was the worst I've heard you play.
I don't even know the song yet, Rooster.
Don't noodle between songs, you rat bitch bastard.
I'm sorry.
What makes a band tight is starting and ending at the same time.
I'm sorry, Bones.
It's cool, do better.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
I think
that's our 8th song about Wolfman.
You'll be thanking me when we're riding that Wolfman gravy train, bitch.
Yeah, whatever, it's also distracting to have all these children's toys around us.
Yesterday, I watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy for the 13th time.
Okay, good job, Toby.
I thought so. That shit's long as fuck.
You guys want to work on the new song?
I'm glad you said something, Bones.
Is this the fuck it song?
It's fuck it song.
It's better than Wolfman.
It is better than Wolfman.
My favorite character is Legolas.
Okay, Toby.
That's good.
Followed by Gimli the Dwarf.
So my goal in the new song was to say fuck in every line.
Why?
Because I don't think it's ever been done before.
Everything has been done before.
Well, there's one line that doesn't say fuck.
Okay.
It's my message to humanity, dude.
In a song called fuck it.
I don't care for that Samwise Gamgee one bit.
Fuck hobbits,
well,
right?
They just fall down the whole movie.
Dude, Axe, in the song, I want you to focus on the singing parts.
Right, it's basically just fuck it the whole time.
And I also want you to focus on not being the worst bass player in the greater Spokane area.
Eat shit, Rooster, you
no,
fuck.
No, really focus.
It's between Two Towers and Return of the King, in my view.
Two Towers?
If you just focus on the groove, dude.
I do focus on the groove.
And you gotta follow that kick drum,
well,
dude.
I'm trying to follow the kick drum, but he's going 10,000 miles an hour.
That's exactly 160 beats per minute.
Thank you, Bones. It's not 220, it's fucking 160.
Well, he's going like a million miles an hour.
I double kick the shit out of this song.
Yeah, you do. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I own the Cimmerillion, but I have never read it.
Okay, and I know you guys are gonna be tempted to do a solo, Toby.
Well, I promise not to wheedle or deedle for you, you little bitch.
Good, there's no solos.
There is a part that would be perfect
no
for
no solos, Axe.
You remind me of Samwise Gamgee, a little bitch.
I feel like I agree with some of that.
Blow me both of you.
It's a negative Ghost Rider pattern is full.
What does that mean?
I never know what he's talking about.
I know you need to tighten up your fucking bass, dude.
I just heard both these songs yesterday.
Well, you flubbed that last one like 3 times in a row,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we gotta end at the same time,
yeah,
dude.
I know,
be better, dude.
It's my 3rd time through the song.
Bones never even fucking heard that song, and he fucking killed it, dude.
Bones is a lot like Aragorn.
Oh, thanks, man.
You two are a lot like orc cunts.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
And not the Arukai, motherfuckers, just the normal one.
Okay, I really don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But try and play good. That's the point.
I don't come here trying to play bad.
But you are playing bad, so you should try harder.
All right, can we just play?
Would it help if we hung up some inspirational posters, dude?
Fuck you, Rooster.
Oh, that would fit in.
Maybe they would inspire his students and inspire this cunt to play better.
Yeah, let's just play.
Is your bass tuned,
it's
dude?
Fucking tuned.
No, better.
Don't noodle in between songs, you donkey fucker.
Everybody leave me alone. Let's play the song.
We don't noodle here.
I was showing him I was tuned.
We don't noodle.
All right, it's a fuck it song. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're not, Axe.
Fuck your face.
I'm ready like Faramir was before he faced down the battle.
All right, Toby, we get it. You fucking watch Lord of the Rings. Fuck.
Two Towers.
Just count it off, Bones.
It's a fucking song, heavy as fuck. Let's fuck it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck you.
thought I needed a solo there.
Holy fuck.
I'm a motherfucker, the Weedle.
I just felt it. I just, you know, felt
Stop
it.
Stop your fucking noodle, you bitch.
What's the big deal? I just played a few notes.
I'm the lead guitar player that doesn't lead shit.
Yeah, something just came over me, dude.
If everybody's gonna play leads, it's gonna be me.
Whatever, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, I play a lead. It sounds good. Ready? One, two,
right,
three.
But,
motherfucker.
Okay.
This is how you Weedle, you bitch.
Whatever.
Dirty cunt. I'll kill you.
Yeah, okay. Calm down.
Try this, you bitch.
Oh,
it's years of practice.
All right, I get it, dude. You know how to sweep it.
All right,
dude.
Fucking, I Weedle, dude.
All right,
I'm the Weedle.
Fuck, I get it.
Hey, good job, Axe.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you play on time for Toby's stupid shit.
Why are your holes, you worm-tongued motherfucker?
Well, whoop-de-doo, dude. You know some sweep scales or whatever.
I know a fuckload. 1, 2, 3, no, 4. Come on, you stupid bitch.
All right.
I
get it. Whatever.
You try to let me.
Sorry.
What?
I get it. All right.
I tell you, Weedle the fucking deed.
All right, no solos in that song.
I'm going home, you bitch.
And that's all from the Lilac City, Jesus. Where the lilacs have yet to decay. Oh, maybe they have. Nope, they're still going. Couple more minutes. Then our city's flower is dead for the rest of the year. Y'all come back now, you hear? Bye-bye. From California, favorite human in the world and wife to me, Mrs. Scriptkeeper. Yep, love of my life right there. And starting at Shitbox Wizard, from Indiana, Donald Fisher. And starting at Discord Dookie Slayer, from Ohio, Chris Brooks! Chris Brooks. And starting at Scat Cats Quartermaster, from Texas, 900-time-time-suck trivia champion, Bodhi Sunyata! That's right, Bodhi Sunyata. Dipshit Files researcher. Also starting at Button Pusher, Steve the Button Pusher guy. That's right, and then we have, you know, Tim the Intern, who sucks. Yep, that's right. That's good on you. Info at scatcast.com. Scatcast.com for merch. Yes, Tim sucks. Patreon.com/scatcast to help us. $5 a month gets you the inside scooper, which gets you all sorts of extra shit. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bye.
Scatcast episode 117.
And it is over.
Bing, bong, you pooped.
I did.